Well, that was the peppermint twist. So many of you were quick to note. We move now into a song which treats of the field of contemporary mythology. Ooh, good. I sensed a quiver of delight that shot through the audience at that announcement. Beautifully restrained, I must say. In every land, we find legendary heroes, national and regional folk figures that are very dear to the hearts of the indigenous populations. In our own land, for example, we have images like Paul Bunyan, legendary lumberjack. Johnny Appleseed, legendary Applejack. As well as John Henry, the steel-driving man. Well, recent research has shown that right here in San Francisco, there exists a local folk hero who is very dear to the hearts of residents of this community. I know, for example, that when I mention his name, a hoarse cry of recognition will go up from your throats. Max Goulis. So soon you forget, eh? Well, John Henry might have been a steel-driving man, but Max Goulis was a street-sweeping man. Lord, Lord, Max Goulis was a street-sweeping man.
Max Goulis was a street-sweeping man. Lord, Lord, Max Goulis was a street-sweeping man. When Max Goulis was a little bitty babe, the first words that he did utter were, "Listen, Mom and Dad, I plan to spend my whole life in the gutter. Lord, Lord, my whole life in the gutter."
Well, one day the boss came out on the job and he brought an automatic garbage truck around. And he said, "All right, Max, turn in your white ducks, fella, you're through." Imagine it. Goulis, foremost name in refuse. Cast up on the heap, destitute. He said, "Just a minute, sir. I deserve another chance. I propose a race. Me against the automatic garbage truck. What do you say?" Well, the entrepreneur was of the imaginative sort, always looking for some kind of incentive proposal, short of profit sharing. He said, "All right, Maxie, in view of your years of devoted service, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, fella. You take one side of the street and the automatic truck will take the other. To the victor belong the spoils."
They started down the avenue. The scene, it really looked bad. The automatic truck was sweeping up a storm and Max was shoveling like mad. Lord, Lord, and Max was shoveling like mad. Max poured on steam and then he said,
"I have only saved a couple dimes. I am behind by 13 orange peels
and a copy of the New York Times. Lord, Lord, a copy of the New York Times.
West Coast edition." Well, eyewitnesses tell us that Max wasn't behind at all. As a matter of fact, he was pulling ahead slowly but surely in an epic of human labor when someone said suddenly, "Hey, look, there's a parade a-coming." And sure enough, it was the United States Mounted Cavalry. I'm certain that no one expects us to include the very next verse.
Certainly not RCA Victor.
Of course. Suffice it to say that the wind blew, and quite a few objects were airborne. Well, some say that it broke poor Max's heart and he died. And others say, not a bit of it. His spirit lives on, keeping things neat and clean right here in San Francisco, because Max Goulis was a street sweeping man. Lord, Lord, Max Goulis was a street sweeping man.
He broke his poor heart and then he died, but Max is really not gone. On every single street where garbage lies, his soul goes shoveling on. Lord, Lord, his soul goes shoveling.